With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
All right, let's be honest. How many weekends have we spent binging on
The
Office?
Oh, my God. And I've started all over again.
Oh, my God. We haven't stopped. We've never stopped. We're like Billie Eilish. Like, she posted that Instagram video where she's like, hey, guys, just so you know, I'm starting The Office over again. Because, you know, she's like a huge Office fan.
Yeah.
She's like, this will be my, it was either 13th or 23rd time of watching the season from beginning to end all the way through.
It's easy to do.
It gets a little bad toward the end. When Andy takes over as boss, it's not the best.
Right.
Yeah, I'll still watch it.
I mean, the first few seasons.
But I'll still watch it.
Right. The first few seasons are obviously the gold mine. It was announced yesterday that even though The Office has been off the air since 2013, it's been that long? I didn't realize it was that long. It has been announced yesterday that two of the stars of the show are launching a weekly podcast called Office Ladies, and it's Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsley who were on The Office, and the whole premise of the podcast is they're going to break down an episode of the show, and they're going to answer listener questions, revealing behind-the-scenes stories, and it's going to be available on Stitcher, and they're calling it the ultimate podcast for nostalgic fans. It's going to premiere October 16th.
I'm all over this. I'm all over this.
Now, do we think that they're going to bring back Kevin?
Of course.
Oscar.
Creed. Of course they are, because all of them, this is what's so weird about The Office, is that it was, but it didn't start off meant to be like this ensemble cast. It meant to be just like anybody who has a fake name. Okay. So like Pam, Jim, Dwight, and Michael. It meant to just be like really about those four, like the BBC version.
Right.
But everybody else that they kind of padded out The Office with were such great improv actors that they kept using them more and more and more, which is why all of them go by their
real names.
Oh, yeah.
Angela Creed, Kevin,
Oscar.
I mean, all of them. And what's weird is none of them, with maybe the exception of Phyllis, have really gone on to anything else, which is so weird. Like, I saw Stanley in some movie recently, but like he was like a bit part. I mean, Phil, in case you don't know, the lady who played Phyllis was the voice of Sadness in Inside Out.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. But I mean, when you do a voice for a Disney movie, as we've learned, unless you're already an A-list star, Disney doesn't treat you too kindly afterward. Mm. They're very much a thank you next kind of a company.
Well, what are they supposed to do?
I mean, I don't know. Like, we found out that the girl who played Riley in Inside Out was barely invited to the red carpet.
Yeah, that's true.
We got a text in at 73389 that says, never watched a single episode.
And I am jealous of you.
Wait, what? Why would that make you jealous?
They get to watch it all over again for the first time.
But, I mean, does this... If you haven't watched it by now, you're probably never going to watch it.
Why not? It's on Netflix, and I think you have a year and a half left before it goes off of Netflix. So I would get on that. I love people like that. Who I don't love are people who have watched The Office and don't get it. Like my father-in-law and my mother-in-law, they just don't get it.
Huh.
I don't understand how you don't get it.
Now,
like some, if you want to admit, I don't like cringy humor... Okay, then it's not for you.
Sure.
Because the whole show's based on cringy humor.
Totally.
I know somebody I consider very funny, who just started watching The Office. I'm like, where have you been? What have you been doing? I want to know.
All right, so this new podcast is going to be starring Pam and Angela from the show. What other two characters would we want to hear a podcast from The Office?
From The Office?
Mm-hmm.
Are they themselves? Are they the actors, or are they?
No, they're being themselves.
They're being themselves.
But you're saying what characters?
I guess it could go either way.
I mean, I would love to hear an entire podcast of just Creed.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And on the show,
that would be my choice too.
Creed had thoughts. Remember, he thought that he had a blog set up for him.
Oh yeah.
But it turned out it was just a Word document.
It was Microsoft Word.
That he called Creed Thoughts.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd love to hear Creed Thoughts.
Can we talk about the title of the podcast? The name of the podcast.
Office Ladies.
Think we could have done better.
What?
Yeah.
How so?
I mean, what is Office Ladies?
I mean, it's just kind of cute, I guess. I don't know. That's what we call the ladies here. They're office
ladies. No, you've never called anybody that in your life.
Well, but they are. They're office ladies.
So you call them,
I don't know most of their names. I said office guys.
Okay, no. I don't know what it would be, but I do think we could do better.
Someone texted in, when starting a new TV series, how many episodes do you give it before deciding you'll watch it or not?
Like three.
That's a really good question,
two
actually.
Two or three.
Episode two of The Office, I think, is what's the HR thing where they do cultural sensitivity or something like that? I mean, if you're not hooked after the second episode, then don't watch the show. Mm. It's one of the funniest episodes they've ever had.
If you follow Comedy Central on Instagram, every once in a while they'll post clips. And actually, they just posted a clip of The Office this morning of where they hid Dwight's desk in the men's room.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like, and it's only 30 seconds. That's all you need for the day. Like, you know, you're like, okay, that was funny.
Somebody texted in and said, Stanley does the voice of a Disney Junior show called Puppy Dog Pals. Stanley also, and this made me feel really, really bad for him, but Stanley Hudson has an Instagram account. And you know what he does?
What?
He sells pretzels. Oh. You know why?
Why?
Because Stanley loved Pretzel Day at Dunder Mifflin. And now he owns a soft pretzel shipping company.
Well, that sounds great.
All he does on Instagram is plug his pretzel company, and it's so sad to watch.
Why is that sad?
Watch
it. Nobody forced him to do that.
Watch it and tell me you don't feel a little bit bad for him.
I don't want to watch
it. It's a lot of clips of him and his daughter eating soft pretzels and talking about how good they are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.